Five organizations in New York State will receive a total of $1.4 million to assess and reduce the spread of invasive species. Paul Smith College's Watershed Stewardship Program will receive just under $400,000 to continue a watercraft inspection program at boat launches in the Western Adirondacks. Director Eric Homeland.
The new program is called the Eastern Lake Ontario Headwaters Watercraft Inspector Program. And what it does is essentially triple the size of our program prior to this grant and allows us to reaches of the Adirondack Park that we had not been able to service before. So essentially the whole western half of the Adirondack Park draining into Lake Ontario can now be serviced by our stewards. This grant, again, provides funding for stewards. We can't cover every boat launch, that's for sure, but we certainly can cover the boat ramps that are the most highly used by the public. And how the program functions is that our stewards are out there to educate people launching watercraft and to also simultaneously inspect their watercraft with the permission and hopefully the participation of the boat owner so that they can be taught where to look on their watercraft.
Adirondack Park Invasive Plant Program Director Hillary Smith calls the stewardship program one of the premier programs that is educating boaters and intercepting invasive species.
The steward program collects really important data about use and types of species that are moving around. So by looking at the different species that they're collecting, we can get a sense of which organisms are more likely to be spread on recreational watercraft. So, for instance, the water chestnut nutlet, which is kind of a spiny seed, we get reports from the stewards that that species is hanging on to carpet trailers and wheel wells and is getting moved around pretty frequently. And similarly with Eurasian water milfoil, we see that that is one of the more predominant species that is moving around. So by collecting data at launches, I do feel like it's really informing our ability to know which species are moving and from where they're moving.
The Watershed Stewardship Program's Eric Homeland notes that as more invasive species threaten lakes and ponds, there is more information for stewards to master and pass on to the public.
We've been doing this for 12 years. We've been tracking the number of steps that people take prior to launching their watercraft. We ask people, what spread prevention measures have you taken? And the majority of people are taking some spread prevention measures. So the numbers are showing that people understand that this is an issue, that they should be doing something about it, and they are connecting invasive species spread to their own actions. People are understanding that they have a role to play in spreading invasive species. And on the flip side, they also have a role in preventing the spread of invasive species.
The Nature Conservancy, Cornell University, and the Research Foundation of SUNY Buffalo also received EPA Great Lakes Restoration Initiative grants to combat invasive species. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.